Now, come on, be honest. We love to procrastinate. If you don't believe me, just look at how we deal with, well, with the flu, for example. Many people handle it after they get sick instead of getting a flu vaccine so they can avoid getting sick. Now, that's an attitude that does not work well when it comes to heart health. At what point does it seem to be a good idea to do nothing until you suffer a heart attack or a stroke? Yet that's what a lot of people do. However, the flu scenario I just described does have something in common with the heart attack scenario. A few small changes would make a real big difference in prevention. That's part of the lesson this Friday is designed to present, as February 2nd is the American Heart Association's National Go Red for Women Day. Our first guest today joins us to share how important the lessons from this day are, thanks to her own personal experience as a stroke survivor, Stacy Quinn. Thanks for being here today, Stacy.
Hi, Chris. Thanks so much for having me.
And a couple of websites to further your education, goredforwomen.org and heart.org. If you're listening on the stream, you go to heart.org, and on the top right-hand side, you enter your zip code, you can find the local American Heart Association chapter of the programs and events that they have that are closest to you. And as I mentioned, Stacy, you are a stroke survivor. Now, people hear that term first and foremost, and they just heard your voice. Well, sounds perfectly clear, crystal clear, not a problem. How heavy of a hit did your health take, though?
With my stroke, actually, I recovered fully from my stroke.
Which a lot of people probably did not think that was possible.
No, they do not.
As far as it happened, though, if I can get personal first and foremost.
Sure.
What was your age when it happened?
So when this had happened to me, I was 41 years old. And I have to say, Chris, if I had to sum up my story in one sentence, it would be ignoring stroke symptoms almost killed me.
And in hindsight, what were some of those symptoms then?
So what had happened to me was, like a lot of people, I never thought stroke was something that would happen to me, because typically most people think of it as something that happens to older people, or particularly men. But actually, Chris, 1 in 5 women will have a stroke in her lifetime, which was something that I wasn't aware of. And I was not your typical patient. I exercised, I ate well, I had great blood pressure, and my cholesterol numbers were great. So everything changed, though, one day when I was on my way to work. I got a really bad headache. And Chris, I would describe it as probably the worst headache of my life. But, you know, I thought it was because I was working a lot, I was stressed, and it was around the holidays. So I took some medicine and loaded up on caffeine and just got back to work for the day. But what had happened to me during that meeting was, for the first time since I was a little girl, I couldn't string together a sentence. I was slurring my speech, and what I wanted to say in my head wasn't coming out in the right way. But then as soon as that had happened, my speech returned to normal, and then I powered through the rest of my day.
That, everything you just said runs counter to what so many people expect. And it seems like, too, you mentioned the word, too, you were dismissive of things that were happening.
Yeah.
That's probably the biggest downfall, and why we see numbers of, for example, cardiovascular disease and stroke cause 1 in 3 deaths among women. That's about one woman every 80 seconds, around 44 million women. And there are 90% of women who have one or more risk factors for heart disease or stroke. And those risk factors, we feel, we can even feel them. But then we think, well, it's the headache. I've been, like you said, working too hard, feel sluggish. Just need to get more sleep time instead of 6 hours, 7 hours. Again, that dismissive attitude is overlooking the danger as it's happening versus being proactive and dealing with the danger before it happens.
You know, absolutely, Chris, because too many people, including me, seek help long after they believe that they've had a stroke. And really, this mistake increases the odds of serious complications or death, because every second counts with a stroke. Nearly 2 million brain cells die each minute that a stroke remains untreated. But if you get help immediately, and this is the really good news, doctors can help out in a variety of ways. And unfortunately, you know, I am very lucky because I had waited 10 days to get medical treatment from the point that I had the slurred speech and the severe headache.
Now, as far as changes, because as you said, you were doing everything right, with the exception of, you know, maybe a little heavy on the caffeine. But as far as when you got the medical attention, what did that add to your education process as far as understanding what your lifestyle was like and what needed to change?
You know, I was lucky because I just happened to be one of the statistics, you hear statistics, I was one in 100,000 people who have what's called a carotid artery dissection. And that's a main artery that connects your heart and your brain where blood flows. And mine, for some reason, dissected and then blocked the blood flow by 90% on the left side of my brain. I was lucky that I waited the 10 days before I got help. But because I was living a really healthy lifestyle, I was able to recover fine and not have any long-term complications. So while I'm not the typical person that has some of the risks, because I took good care of myself, I ate healthy, I exercised, and I knew my numbers, I was able to get through that health crisis with not having surgery.
Sort of like the athlete who's in a car crash will be less injured because they're of greater physical strength and endurance.
Correct.
Which makes sense. We're talking with Stacy Quinn, who is here as a representative of the American Heart Association's New Jersey offices, stroke survivor. Talk about National Go Red for Women Day happening on Friday, February 2nd, goredforwomen.org. And learn more about the work of the American Heart Association. Find the chapter near you. It's heart.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. You mentioned that blockage, too, that the doctors found, yet there wasn't any warning sign via your blood pressure, was there?
No, and in fact, just shortly before that, I had had, which we always recommend, I had my annual physical and my checkup with my doctor, and he was amazed at how everything, the numbers were perfect, the cholesterol and my blood pressure was fine.
So really, it's just a matter of, you just can't ignore or be dismissive of even just, even if it's a slight couple of seconds out of the norm behavior of your body, because your body is your best early warning system.
It is, and I think, Chris, a good thing for viewers to know, there's a really easy way to remember how this got a stroke, and it's called FAST. So I'd just like to review that with the audience really quick.
Sure.
So it's called FAST. So F is for face drooping. One side of someone's face, is it numb? Is it drooping? Is their smile uneven? That could be a sign of a stroke. A is for arm weakness. Is one arm weak or numb? You can ask the person to raise both arms. Does one drift downward? And the S is for speech. Like we discussed, my speech was slurred. A good test of that is ask someone to repeat a simple sentence. The sky is blue. Can they repeat it correctly? And T, Chris, means time. Any of those symptoms, it's time to call 911. You don't need to have all of them, just one of them. And in my case, if you ever have the onset of a sudden headache, and it's the worst headache of your life, that means you should get to the ER immediately.
Some facts, too. There are about 4.1 million stroke survivors, much like Stacy, who are alive and who are women. It's number five cause of death in the U.S., kills 130,000 people each year. That's one in every 20 deaths. And about 55,000 more females than males have a stroke. And if you look at a broader number, it's a greater risk for Hispanics and African Americans because they have less of an access to, I guess, what we would qualify as quality medical care. And it's just it's an issue that really is the crux of why education and personal awareness of your body and its maximum performance is crucial. Because, Stacy, once you sense that little variable, then it's not a matter of waiting for a second one to get confirmation. Take that first one, because it's better to be wrong about something insignificant than to ignore something that is significant.
Absolutely, Chris. And that's why I've become a volunteer for the American Heart Association to Go Red for Women, because I really want women to know, everywhere to know, the warning signs of stroke and understand that stroke can happen to anyone. It can happen to children. It can happen to women, and really raise awareness of FAST.
And you're also a lesson, too, that if something does happen, a stroke or a heart attack, that's not the end of life. Everyone's going to have their own, you know, variables, but there is recovery, there is restoration, but certainly before you get to that point, there is prevention of really just simple things of a change in diet, increase in exercise. If your body mass index is way out of whack, you certainly a change in the diets, less fast food, more healthy eating, less sugar, less salt, less caffeine. It's really just simple lifestyle changes that can preserve your lifestyle.
Yes, absolutely.
And these are all just a few of the reasons why the American Heart Association and the Go Red for Women Day, which is February 2nd, It's just one of those educational tools that raises the awareness, that becomes the call for prevention, and certainly the awareness of what reaction can be out there too for when the tragedy of a heart disease or stroke strikes. And it's not someone who gets up in years. It can be in the 20s, 30s, 40s as well. If you haven't gone to a doctor for a while, your exam is really a great first step you could be taking. Then if you go to heart.org, goredforwomen.org, get more information about things to understand better about yourself. Maybe you'll see some of the warning signs you've been experiencing. That gives you the just cause for greater examination through a medical professional. Just really take care of yourself and realize, too, that simple changes can be result in greater significant stability and strengthening of your personal health. Find out more at heart.org from the American Heart Association. Up on the top on the right-hand side, you can enter your zip code, find the chapter near you. Every chapter leading up to and going beyond Go Red for Women Day is going to be holding events. And to learn more about Go Red for Women Day, goredforwomen.org. We've been joined by one of their great volunteers, stroke survivor, and now, as you just heard, a great educator, Stacy Quinn. Stacy, thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having us, Chris, and I hope you have your red shirt all ready for Friday.
Actually, red socks, but I'm in.